and welcome to worship this morning. This morning we celebrate confirmation, and confirmation is a time where youth spend 3 years really learning and studying the Bible, and they come to this day to make a decision to make their faith their own. This morning, this service has been completely designed by the youth. They chose the songs, they've written the verse, they have even rewritten some of the lyrics to some of the songs that we will be singing. The youth this morning are sharing their faith in many ways. The stoles that the youth wear are a visual representation of their faith. The canvases presented during the children's sermon are an artistic impression of the seven marks of discipleship, which is a way that we live our faith and what we studied in confirmation this year. The songs and prayers that the youth are sharing with you are expressions of how they experience God. The faith statements are the story of what the youth believe, and the people and experiences that have brought them to this day. We will now hear from our youth.
Good morning. My name is Rachel Turcott, and this is my faith. I believe in God, the creator of heaven and earth, Jesus, the only Son, our Lord, who sacrificed his life for us, and the Holy Spirit, who lives and moves within us to serve and help others. To me, being a Christian means having a special relationship with God and incorporating Him in my everyday life. I see it as something deeper than following every single rule or celebrating every liturgical season or even attending church every Sunday. I see the value and feel the importance of taking special, set-aside time to really focus on God. In addition, I enjoy getting to spend outside of church with my peers who share similar beliefs as me. Sometimes I think that if I make one wrong decision, then God won't forgive or trust in me anymore. But 2 Corinthians contradicts that. It says that God never counts sins against people. He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. After reading this verse, I realized that Jesus promised is our forgiveness. And when we ask for forgiveness through prayer, it's already been done. Jesus' sacrifice is what took away our sins. A big part of my Christian faith has stemmed from my family. Going back to when I was a little girl, I remember my dad teaching me the Lord's Prayer. We would recite it by my bed every night before I went to bed. My parents were always the one who initiated prayers before dinner time and encouraged my brother and I to go to church. Because I grew up in the environment where Christianity was an aspect of our everyday lives, my time with my family was always tied to what my faith looked like as a child. As I have grown older, I have found that prayer has become woven into how I face any challenging issues I encounter. In elementary school, my relationship with God was pretty non-existent. I knew who He was since I had gone to church and Sunday school with my family, but I wasn't aware of God's presence in my day-to-day life. Then I got to middle school and I started the confirmation process. When my parents walked me into confirmation in 7th grade, I wanted to leave immediately. I didn't know who anyone was, so it was difficult to talk about my faith with a group of strangers. Plus, I was still trying to figure out what my faith looked like anyway. When it came time for my first confirmation retreat in the fall, I was extremely anxious and dreaded the whole thing. Since I wasn't really friends with anyone in the youth group at the time, going away on this retreat with them was a big leap. My mom knew how anxious I was about going on this retreat, so she encouraged me to pray about it. I prayed for peace and comfort. Throughout the trip, I didn't even have to think about the stress of being with a new group of people because everything clicked and it was like we had all known each other forever. I became friends with the youth group members here at First Lutheran, and I felt much more connected with them after going somewhere new and looking at our faith in a different perspective. This was one of the first moments I actually saw God in a way I never had before. I felt like God had provided me with exactly what I needed when I needed it. Because of how visible God was to me in those moments, I started praying out on my own, without my parents necessarily prompting me to do so. This was still a point of growth in my faith, as I kind of saw prayer as a wish list, where I could ask and God would provide. The wish list mindset did lead to some frustrations at times, where I blamed God for not getting exactly what I prayed for. I didn't necessarily feel absent from God, But I experienced times where I asked myself if prayer was really worth the effort. I would ask God to help me pass a test, and when I didn't get the outcome I wanted, I would get angry. I also started praying more for things in my everyday life, like friend issues or success in my volleyball games. Then, I got to my first high school homecoming dance. As a freshman, the traditional homecoming dance is a highly anticipated event for my peer group. Everyone was looking for a homecoming date and hoping for someone to ask them in a super fun and creative way. A few weeks before the dance, one of the guys in my Spanish class asked me to go with him, and in the creative way I had hoped for. I was so excited to have this perfect first experience in high school. I thought my time had finally come. Then, about a week before homecoming, it all fell apart, so I broke it off with him and found myself without a date and feeling all alone. I thought my prayers of wanting a date to homecoming were being answered, so I was really confused when this didn't feel right. I prayed and asked God, "What do I do? How can I make this better?" I decided to reach out to one of my good friends from church to see if he would go with me instead. I remember him responding within 10 minutes, enthusiastically saying he could go. Almost immediately, I felt peace. It was like a big weight had been lifted off my shoulders. I went from dreading going to the dance to really looking forward to it. The dance ended up being an amazing night where everything clicked and felt right. We both shared the same Christian values and beliefs, which to me is a very important component for a successful relationship. Because of that experience and others like that, I now can see that God answers prayers in the way that He sees they should be answered, and not exactly how I see they should be answered at the time. God's timing may not be my timing, but He always has a plan for us. If there was one thing I would hope that people understand about God, is that sometimes you just have to trust in Him and know that we don't know everything. God can be a very visible part of your life and can be a part of the little moments we sometimes don't realize. I find myself connecting with God through my friends, family, and my own personal conversations with Him. I see that everyone connects with God differently, and that's good because we can all learn from each other's experiences and faith. Moving forward, I know that there will be many more ups and downs throughout my life, times when I am frustrated that my prayers aren't being answered in my timing. I will remind myself of these experiences I shared today as a cornerstone to trust that God has always been there for me, and He will always answer my prayers in His timing, and that God is always someone I can count on. Finally, this journey of mine has not been a solo journey. It has happened here because all of you at First Lutheran of Richmond Beach, and for that, I am forever grateful. Thank you.
That goes on for miles and miles, as far as you can see, and even further. There are rough slopes, steep drops, and crevices. These mountains that once were rocks seem to gain height each and every second. It's a slow-moving growth, but it happens day by day. Trees dot the landscape, and snow gently drifts down and sticks to some of the spots along the slope. My relationship with God is like this mountain range. Up and down it goes throughout my busy and crazy life. The trees, the snow, the rocks are all just little parts of the mountain, but can also drastically change everything if taken away. Just like these parts of the mountain, the events and experiences of my life have shaped my faith, my belief, and my view of who God is and what He means to me. Each individual mountain reflects how close I feel to God. Each peak reaches higher in the sky, with some peaks that are difficult to see from every direction. Every little thing about me, or every significant event that occurs in my life, has an impact on the level of trust I have in my relationship with God. Throughout this hike of faith, I've been taught the camp songs that say, "Jesus loves me and trust in God." Those two phrases didn't take long for me to say, but took a while to actually have meaning when I said them. Honestly, it took me a long time to understand and trust in God's love. I was baptized when I was a baby, here at First Lutheran of Richmond Beach. I believe my baptism was the start of what would become my current faith, like a cabin my parents built intentionally in a forest. They took the first step. baptize me, I often didn't feel like I had to take responsibility for my faith. I knew that my thoughts could always fall back to, oh, I got baptized, God loves me, I love him, that's cool, I guess. I felt like, oh, I'm a good Christian, I don't need to wake up at 9 a.m. every Sunday. My parents are literally crazy. However, my parents tended that cabin like it cost them their life savings. If my excuses didn't work, I would have to pout and whine and maybe shed a tear if needed. But my parents pushed me to come to church because they knew what my faith needed to grow. They would drag me into the car anyway. I sounded like the most perfect daughter, didn't I? I realize now the number one reason I didn't want to go was because I had no idea what anyone was talking about during Sunday school or service. When Terry would talk about the story of Daniel and the lion's den during Sunday school, the only thing that crossed my mind was, oh no, Rachel took the last yellow marker so I can't finish coloring my line. You could say I got distracted pretty easily. So yes, it definitely took a while before I realized how amazing God is and how much he has done for me. The start of that realization was when my grandpa passed away in 2015. My papa's passing was like an avalanche up a mountain, tearing away so much happiness that had taken a lifetime to build up inside of me. It was overpowering. Darkness and sadness overcame me during those times. My papa was someone who meant so much to my family and me. He never missed a chance to make me smile. Every night when my grandpa was sick, I would pray and pray and pray that I would have one more chance to talk to him one last time about how my last soccer game went or how school was going, until one day he actually passed away. All I could do was blame God for taking him away from my family and me. I was furious as to why he couldn't save my papa. But eventually, after having a talk with my mom and dad, I knew that God took my papa to heaven and ended his suffering. That same exact night after that talk, I felt God's embrace around me while I fell asleep, thinking about all the amazing memories that my grandpa and I shared together. The storm of an avalanche had cleared, and I could see the sun again. And that's the moment that I knew my relationship and belief in God was real. After that, I went to Camp Witherwood for a retreat with a big group of girls from our church. That retreat was a big realization for me. Being surrounded by nature and friends and just worshiping and appreciating God throughout the day gave me that realization that God really is always there. But I still didn't attend church too often until confirmation started. I didn't have many friends at church before confirmation, but as it went on, I started to build relationships with people I never would have before. Like wildflowers growing in a field, you don't necessarily plant them, they just happen. Those relationships made me actually want to go to confirmation, and I truly wanted to hear more about God and the stories of Jesus. No more tantrums and no more excuses. With the confirmation group, I had the opportunity to go on so many mission trips and retreats, and am excited to go on many more in the future. Tillamook was one of those mission trips that I noticed the most growth in my faith. Each day in Tillamook was like a hike up a mountain, so many different obstacles to go through, always drinking water and getting pretty dirty. But at the end of it, I felt so good. Like I could overcome anything. All the hard work had paid off, and I was steps closer with God. Tillamook has been a place that never fails to put a smile on my face. This past year when we went, the shuttle tire popped, and we were stuck on a road, in a forest, in the middle of nowhere, with no cell service. It definitely sucked in the moment, but I couldn't be happier that it happened. The group became so close during those 5 hours we were stuck, and our relationships became so much stronger. God was there to make us closer, so that when we worked together throughout the week, we shared his work through our hands. I am also a part of an organization called Young Life. Young Life has opened so many doors on many viewpoints and perspectives of God through so many different people. Young Life is my rock. The people I have met, the leaders, and just the whole experience I have had has really shaped who I am and how I deal with difficult times. I attended Breakaway Camp in 6th grade, as well as Creekside twice after that. At Creekside the first year, we had this quiet time where we took a note card and wrote a note to God in complete silence with nature surrounding us at every angle. I wrote down a Bible verse on that note card, which need that quick reminder to put it in God's hands. It always gives me that constant reminder that I can do anything I put my mind to because God is always with me and loves me no matter what comes in my way. I see this verse as the gravel that shapes the path of my faith. Sometimes you might stray away from it, but it always sets me in the right direction. I know as I'm getting older and continuing my faith, my mountain range is only growing. I have faith that God will support me in developing this mountain range that stands strong in the wild. I believe no mountain will ever be as tall and as strong as the one I am creating right now with God. It has not been easy to get to this point in my hike of faith, but it was 100% worth every tear, every change, and every relationship I have made on my journey. I am excited to see God in new and different ways in the future, including trips like Puerto Rico this summer. And I look forward to hiking like Jesus did and using my hands to do the work with the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Shine through people, and he shined through my dad. After this, I realized that I could
not sweep over you. And John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I like these verses because they say that God is always with us, no matter what, and that God loves us so much, he gave his one and only Son, so you will never die, but live with God. In the deep waters, I can see you through the tough times, and how God will always be there. In some ways, I feel like God is speaking to me through these verses and helping me hear the things that I need and when I need them. One thing that I want to leave you all with is that God loves you, and God will always be there for you, even when you may not realize it. God can be present for each of us differently, whether it's in nature, relationships, events, talents, or passions. Because God can be present in so many different ways, and we just often need to trust that God will find a way to be present where we can see and hear him. That means in difficult times, it's okay to just go out and be with other people and experience God's amazing creation. Even though I have learned this and so many other things in my life so far, I will keep believing and growing my relationship with God. Thank you all for listening. God bless you all.
Good morning. My name is Evan Cady, and this is my third statement. I believe in God the Father, creator of all things. God, the carver of rugged mountains. God, the mover of mighty and endless oceans. God, who placed more stars in the sky than grains of sand. God, who filled the clearest and most peaceful lakes. I believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who lived to show us how to love each other and died so we can be forgiven. I believe in the Holy Spirit, which is important to all the followers of God. The Spirit, the peace of God that gives me grace. The Spirit that guides me through every decision I make and every thought that runs through my mind. The comfort that I feel when I'm on the basketball court and in nature. A verse that nicely sums this up is Psalms 3, verse 3, which says, "But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who is my head on. I believe he is the one who guides my path." Many people and experiences have impacted my faith in many different ways. Undoubtedly, my parents, sister, greater family and friends who have supported me and taught me life lessons. Without them, I would be a sliver of the person I am today. The church and all the youth who have been confirmed in the last 2 years, as well as Terry, Tamara, and everyone else who have shared their faith and helped to support me through this period of my faith journey. I grew up traveling, and seeing new places has always been one of my favorite things to do. Tillamook is one of those places that has always stood out to me. It was really special to go with the youth group and work and help the community while getting to meet amazing people like Victor, a gentleman who worked at the Habitat Restore. Victor was one of the most selfless people I have ever met, and he always would play games with us during breaks, and he recognized no matter what. Out of my 2 trips to Tillamook, with many fond memories, none have stood out to me quite like my first year at the beach dinner. It was a Wednesday, and after dinner, a few of us went exploring in this cave. Even though this was our break, everyone was excited to work again, and we talked about what we had done that day. I remember sitting in the cave on the water and reflecting on Rocky's house. Rocky was this funny and kind person who was constantly finding ways to serve our group, even though we were there to serve him. Rocky had blackberry bushes everywhere, and they were going into his house. We were there to remove the bushes and give Rocky his yard back and keep his house safe. The work was tough, but after several hours and an ice cream break, we finished. When Rocky came out, his reaction was priceless. It made me feel really good to know that I had impacted someone in such a great way. I know this was just one moment of the Holy Spirit working through me. These 2 trips to Tillamook have made me take my relationship with God much more seriously and have brought me closer to him than I had ever been before. My favorite youth trip, however, was Montana. Taking the train from Edmonds to Whitefish was very new to me, and staying at Flathead Lake was a beautiful experience. A majority of the trip took place in the middle of the Bob Marshall National Forest. Cutting down trees with no water and 90-degree weather doesn't really seem so appealing, but with some awesome people, it's actually really fun. Some godmothers from this trip were seeing a black bear in the wild for the first time in the evening prayer circles after dinner. But nothing compares to sleeping outside the hammock. That's because unlike here, there's no light pollution and it's very quiet. I remember waking up in the middle of the night and looking up and seeing more stars in the sky than I had ever seen before. This was by far the most beautiful thing I had ever seen, and it made me realize truly how special and unique God's creation is. It's hard to transition talking about one of the moments I felt closest to God to talking about one of the most difficult times I've had to face in my life so far. But I want to make sure I share this moment, because it is when I realized that God could show his love to the people around me in challenging times. The moment I'm referencing is the death of J.D. Ward. As difficult as the mourning of his loss was, I have never seen people come together the way they did, and I have never felt God's presence through other people in that way before. I could see God through every act of support and love and every story people told. This moment made me understand that God is, in fact, in every single one of us. I still have lots of questions that I don't know every answer, but I will continue to find them. Finding my faith is very difficult for me, but I don't think there's any better way to describe my faith than through my passion. God's love is greater than any game winner. His presence is more significant than any lockdown defender. He is more powerful than any slam dunk, and he serves a greater assist than any point guard. The greatest life lesson that I've learned so far is that God's love pushes past the basketball court and is everywhere.
Hello, my name is Sonia Amy, and this is my faith. I don't really remember a ton of my early experiences in church. Up until age 7, my brother and I went to Sunday school every Sunday if possible, and that's where I started to think about God and who he was. After that, my brother and I started sports, and we found ourselves at games or practices every Sunday, and we weren't able to go to church as often. When we started 7th grade, we started confirmation, and that's where I started actually thinking about God and what he meant to me. You will notice I say my brother and I a lot. That's because I have a twin brother. I found this helped me to feel less alone when we started confirmation and throughout my faith journey so far. During my time in confirmation, I have had many opportunities to make new friends, meet new people, and go on mission trips that have taught me many things about my faith. My first trip to Tillamook, I remember meeting Victor. Victor worked at Habitat for Humanity and was really a character. He drank Mountain Dew all day and always made our work fun. Our last time seeing Victor, he told us how all the work we did really helped him, and it reminded me of our shirts that say, God's work, our hands, and why we went all that way to help other people in a totally different community than our own. This is one of the first times I realized that I see God through service. Tillamook was also an eye-opener to my faith because it was my first mission trip, and there are many moments where I saw God, like the Red Bench Club, or playing with the kids at the park during lunch. Every day during lunch, there would be a group of kids with disabilities at the park, and they would always want to join us as we played basketball. I remember one day, one of the kids got so close to making a basket. All of us wanted to stay until he got one, but then Terry told us it was time to go. Then he made the last shot before we left. I remember all of us gave him high fives and he got so excited. I really loved seeing the joy on his face. Knowing that we helped him to feel that joy was also awesome. This brief relationship we had built ended up being a way I saw God in the joy of another. I have also experienced difficult times in my faith journey. Last year, while my family was on a ski trip, we got a call from my best friend Sophia that her dad had passed away. I immediately started crying and we drove home to see her. On that drive back, I thought about how God wasn't with us because everyone was so sad. I could see and feel my family with me and didn't really think God was there helping us. Once we got to her house and saw and experienced everyone comforting each other, I realized that God was actually there and that God is always there for us, always loving us through community or friends and family. The summer after that, we had a church trip to Montana. Montana is one of the most fun things I've experienced because I saw God while cutting through tiny trees and exploring the woods with friends. I realized that I felt closer to God in nature. Because of this, now Now when I think about God, the first thing that comes to mind is nature. Whether it's the oceans, mountains, or trees, that's where I see him. Psalm 95, verses 4 through 5 says it best. And his hands are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. One of the God moments I had during the Montana trip was the woods of Kara. One of the days we walked away from the group, trying to get out of cutting for a little bit, sat on a log and talked about our faith and what it meant to us. Not only were we talking about our faith, but we were sitting in the middle of this amazing piece of God's creation. During that trip, the youth decided to sleep outside in one of the tents on the ground with our sleeping bags. I remember looking up at the stars, eating food, playing retrieve for us from a little stash somewhere, and thinking about how beautiful it was in this open piece of God's creation. The peace that I experienced in nature on the Montana trip reminds me of the same peace I feel that I am teaching for our sports. During cross country, I have lots of time to think while running. It reminds me of those moments running through the woods and feeling close to God both in and outside of my body. It's these moments I try to think back on my everyday life. When I'm heading off to a basketball game or even hanging out with my friends. During my journey of finding my faith, I have learned a lot about my beliefs through community, nature, and activities. All in all, confirmation has been the thing that's really opened my eyes. I believe that God always be there for me, through the hard times and through the good. I believe that Jesus sacrificed his life for our forgiveness. I believe that the Holy Spirit is there to help me do what's right in spite of how sinful I may be. I believe God loves me and trusts me to serve those around me while supporting me through the Holy Spirit. To me, being a Christian means to love, trust, and follow God. In my life, this means serving and helping others. I have found that when I serve others in the community or in other places, I see God above all distractions and difficult projects. When I help other people, whether they're my friends working on a tough project or those who need the tough projects done, I see my actions as a way of being God's hands in the world. Thank you.
This was when we went to Tillamook. On this trip, I saw God in so many ways that I did not think were even possible, including someone named Victor. Victor had a tremendous impact on my faith. He impacted the way that I see God every day, including the way that I see the Holy Spirit working in and around other people. Victor is not the most well-off, but he was given the opportunity to work at the Restore, and in return, he used his talents and abilities to help the community and the people around him. Victor got to know customers and volunteers at the Restore, and he did whatever he could to help them with whatever they needed, including building one of his customers a ramp so she could get into her home. He knew that she needed help, and he helped her without even questioning it. On one of our last days in Tillamook, he gave me this gold pin that I'm wearing, right here, with an angel on, which could not have possibly meant more after I was able to get to learn so much about him and his story. Just like a chorus in a song, God moments repeat themselves to really remind you what you love about that song. The chorus is spaced out between times where God is not at the forefront of your mind, but it comes back often enough after each verse so you can really sing out in praise. Returning from this trip, I really started to dig into the music of my faith and look at the theory of each section. I started seeing my family members and their faith as key instruments in my song of faith. My brother has played a main role in my faith song. His compassion for others around him and his actions made it easy to see God through what he does, and I get to learn more from him every day. His confidence in what he does inspires me to be bold in my actions and not to limit myself because of what others might say. Like Anna, that last verse was a little bit pitchy. When I was younger, I thought praying was some super structured thing that you could only do at nice dinners, at church, and right before bed. I would get too caught up on how I was holding my hands or my pronunciation of the word amen. The boldness that I have learned from my brother has led me to take prayer into my own hands and not to worry if it's amen or amen. In addition, two of my grandfathers are former Lutheran pastors, and they have really taught me the hymns in my fifth hymnal. I have had the benefit of getting to see them teach others the hymn, teach others hymns throughout my life. This has greatly helped me to see how faith impacts people in different ways. I have also had the opportunity, like many other Christians, to have access to the most amazing piece of music that you could ever ask for, the Bible. The Bible has provided me with many sets of lyrics for me that have really impacted my song, including Matthew 10:29-31, which reads, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your Father's care. And even the very hairs on your head are all numbered, so do not be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows." This verse has helped me greatly to realize how God knows and loves everything about each and every one of us, and that he will always be there to protect us. Sometimes the Bible can be confusing and difficult to understand, but this verse is helpful because it provides a visual to reiterate God's love for us in a very easy way to understand. Because of all of these experiences, I have learned that I believe God. Faith is a person's relationship with God. I believe God is the creator of heaven and earth, and that he breathed life into every single one of us. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, or as some people might say, God in a bod. And I believe that he sacrificed himself for us. Finally, I believe that the Holy Spirit is working in our lives every day, although I still have many questions about it. Like, what gender is it? How old is it? Although I haven't had any stereotypical come-to-Jesus moments, I know that my journey alongside God has a long way to go. I learned my song of faith through experience and relationships, and I know that as I experience more, my song of faith will change and my connection with God will become even stronger. I think that the most important thing for people to understand and take home with them is that God loves every single one of you. And even if it may seem like he doesn't care about you or he doesn't know who you are, he does, and he is always present through the Holy Spirit. Even though many songs do eventually come to an end, I have confidence in saying that mine will last forever. As Psalm 96 reads, "Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord of all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day." Thank you.
These individuals have been instructed in the Christian faith and desire to make a positive
public affirmation of their baptism. Jill Amberg, Anna Itzker, Rachel Turcott, Sophia Ward, Evan Amy, and Sonia Amy.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, in holy baptism our Lord Jesus Christ received you and made you members of his church. In the community of God's people, you have learned from his holy word God's loving purpose for you and for all creation. You've been nourished at his holy table and called to be witnesses to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, therefore, I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we are baptized. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises? If so, answer by saying, I do. I ask the congregation to join with me in answering the following questions. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried.
He descended into hell.
On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear his word and share in his supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people, following the example of our Lord Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? If so, answer, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, through water and spirit, you have made these men and women your own. You forgave them all their sins and brought them to newness of life. Continue to strengthen them with the Holy Spirit and daily increase in them your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. I would ask our confirmants to kneel at the altar rails, and I'd like to invite family members to come forward at this time. Parents, siblings, baptismal sponsors, those who are particularly close to these individuals, to come and stand behind them now for the laying on of hands. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Jill the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith. Guide her life. Empower her in her serving. Give her patience in suffering. And bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Anna the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith. Guide her life. Empower her in her serving. Give her patience in suffering. And bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Rachel the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith. Guide her life. Empower her in her serving. Give her patience in suffering. And bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Sophia the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Evan the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Sonia the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm her faith. empower her in her serving, give her patience in suffering, and bring her to everlasting life. Amen. These six individuals have confirmed their faith in Christ Jesus. God accepted them into his family through their baptism into Christ. Now they have stood before you today saying what God did to them, they affirm, they believe, they place their trust. You know, the Bible tells us that if we confess with our lips what God has done for us, that he is the risen, crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ, if we confess that with our lips, then we shall be saved. And today they have done that. They have confessed that before us all. Not only have they confirmed the fact that God has saved them, that they have faith in their hearts, but by this act, they have become, for us, adult members of First Lutheran Church of Richmond Beach. Let us affirm them and welcome them as members of our congregation.
He's our